You're listening to SBS News.
Handed down at a special sitting of the Victorian Parliament in Melbourne's Royal Exhibition Building, the state's Mental Health Royal Commission heard harrowing accounts of a broken system. Amelia Morris spoke of having nowhere to run when she experienced suicidal thoughts in her teens.
I felt abandoned and alone when I desperately needed support, and sometimes I have felt like I have been harmed instead of helped. When I asked for help, which in itself was incredibly difficult, there was no help available for me.
A testimony that was all too common among the inquiry's more than 3,000 pages, exposing chronic deficiencies in treatment and care. Deficiencies readily conceded by the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews.
Cracks that emerge when people are told they're too sick, or alternatively, not sick enough. When they're told there's a waiting list, or more commonly, no waiting list exists at all.
The Royal Commission calls for the replacement of the state's Mental Health Act by the middle of next year, as well as the setting up of 60 new adult services, 2,000 intensive treatment and support homes, with 500 units designated for the young. It also calls for the creation of a new role, a Chief Officer for Mental Health. The report finds the system of care for the mentally ill is over-reliant on medication, and among its final 65 recommendations also calls for the phasing out of seclusion and restraint treatments. Commission Chairwoman Penny Armitage wants those practices to be abolished within 10 years.
We thought long and hard about that, and we had many, many opportunities to discuss with the workforce why in Victoria it was used as frequently as it was. But we also talked to those who both had to administer it and those who were the recipients of it, and the harrowing impact that it had on their well-being, setting back their recovery, abusing and creating trauma for them through that. We believe that there's got to be a better alternative.
Chief Executive of the Victorian Mental Illness Awareness Council, Maggie Toko, has welcomed the findings.
I'm really excited, full of hope that the recommendations are going to offer consumers a massive change.
Police Association Secretary Wayne Gatt also applauding the call for paramedics to handle 000 mental health emergencies.
Having ambulance as first responders, having clinicians as first responders goes some way to recognising that those people actually need health care, not police care.
But a proposal to introduce a special levy to fund a system overhaul has sparked a political row. Victorian opposition leader Michael O'Brien has spoken out against the move.
It's fundamentally wrong to say that mental health should be treated differently from health. Should be treated differently from state schools or police. It's a core business of government.
Daniel Andrews says he's committed to setting a new standard for mental health treatment in the country that won't be quick, easy, or cheap to implement. Until then, he warns, we are all paying the hefty price of failure. Gareth Borum, SBS News.